I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Speaking about region final, another game going on in the 4M Metro classification this week. Kind of a rematch. They played earlier this year, but got to give the props to Doral Academy because they have really, really played extremely well. Last week went up and beat a really good Western team. Setting up this week's game against the Columbus Explorers. Coach Eddie Delgado continues to do an awesome job. He's kind enough to join us on this Thanksgiving week. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time, and congratulations on everything so far.
Thank you, Larry. It's a pleasure to be here with you. I appreciate you having me on.
What a great week, and as we were just talking to Coach Mike Bailey, you know, who came up, you know, here's a team last year, and them, they were 1-9, and this year they're 10-0, and have an opportunity, you know, to, I mean, you know, in the same vein as you, a power this week, Columbus, you've played them before. Talk about the character of your team, because they certainly went out and took care of business last week, and you know, against a Western team that, you know, was supposed to be in the mix all year. Talk about that.
Well, we've done really a great job of overcoming a lot of adversity throughout the year. I mean, we've had a lot of injuries and different things that have popped up that have made it tough throughout the year. And we've really started to play our best ball here towards the end of the year. Last week, kids played really, really hard. It was a good, really good Western team that we played, and the kids were really tough, really physical. We really got after them, and they played really their best game of the year. And really, it's a great time for that to be happening, no doubt.
You know, you've been around a wing T type of team. You've seen great running backs. You know, Imani Davis type of players at Belen Jesuit, obviously some of the great backs, but you have a pretty decent one in yourself, one of the top five running backs in the state, and Mark Wilder Jr., a guy, as you told me earlier in the year, is somebody who's a team player, the kid loves, has a passion for the game. How important has he been to your program this year?
Oh, extremely. I mean, like I said, we battled injuries throughout the year. You know, we have a really good backfield. You know, Mark was one of our guys returning, Jason Demetrius, Brian Gonzalez, and those guys have battled injuries. But our one constant throughout the season has been Mark. He's been durable, tough. I mean, he never comes out. And he's as tough a player as we've had. I've been around. In all my years. I mean, he's just had an incredible season, and he's been our rock on offense. I mean, he's been the guy that we've depended on quite a bit as we work through some of those injuries, and he's the one that's been available every game, every play. I mean, he doesn't come out, and he's just had a tremendous season. He had a great game the other day, you know, he deserves a lot of credit. Anybody that can run for 2,000 yards a day county, I mean, you know, that's a big deal. You know, I've heard some people say, "Yeah, well, who you play and all this stuff." You know, this is going to be our 13th game of the season, and we've played 10 playoff teams. So, you know, that's not taking away anything from anybody. He's played, and he's produced against the best throughout the season, and And anything that he gets coming his way, all the accolades that he's gotten so far, he deserves it and more. I mean, he's been great throughout the season.
And as I said, I mean, you know, when you look at guys back in the day like Woodley and Imani Davis and Chaney Jr., I mean, you've been around with some pretty good guys who were ultimate team players and producers as well, so I understand fully where you're coming from. What about, you know, I mean, and you know, I had an opportunity to watch you last year, and you had your coaching staff. I mean, this is a – and that's the one thing that I think you – you know, that you've learned over the years, if you have a good coaching staff and you could rely on, you know, these guys to, you know, to go into battle with, I mean, you win that war. Talk about that, because I know you have some really good coaches that have been there, you know, from the beginning with you.
Yeah, I'm, you know, anytime you're going to build a successful program, I mean, you got to have those guys. You got to have good coaches. I mean, there's no other way to do it. I'm blessed. I mean, I've had the same guys for the last few years. We've added a few. Coach Rodriguez, who had a lot of great success at Chaminade in the early, going back to the early 2000s.
Yeah.
My brother's coming over with me from Belen. I got a lot of guys from a lot of different places. I'm blessed to have all these guys with me. They're really the key to our success, you know. You got to have that if you're going to build a good program. There's no doubt. Without that, you really can't have it. So those guys have been great. They've worked really hard. And being a former assistant myself for such a long time, you know, I know how important those guys are. And we have great camaraderie. We get along really, really well. And it's just been a blessing to be in a situation that I'm in. You know, it's really a great place to work. I got a great administration. Couldn't ask for anything better. And you know, I got a great support system around me. So it's a blessing.
No doubt. Coach Eddie Delgado, head coach at Doral Academy, joining us. And a testament to that is a couple of weeks ago, I went to see Belen and Dr. Kropp and former a mentor of yours, Rich Stewart, who's one of the great guys. He couldn't wait to leave there so he could watch you. And if that isn't high praise, I don't know what is. You know, I mean, and all the people that you've met throughout the years, and all the people that you've coached with, and I know you've been around, and nobody deserves this more than you. And I congratulate you on getting a chance to practice on Thanksgiving, which is something that's very important. As I said, we talked to Coach Bailey at Ely, and he's getting an opportunity to do it. Obviously, you relish it. It's a badge of honor. Talk about that, how that's going to feel.
Well, it's always special. I mean, we've done it multiple times when I was at Belen. And yeah, Coach Stewart made it to our game. he made it over to the game after. It's always great to see him. I still get together with him all the time, and he's one of my best friends. I mean, it was a pleasure to see him, and another former coach of mine who coached with us, Coach Frogger, came over too. So I was blessed to have them both there. But no, it's a blessing to practice on Thanksgiving anytime you can. I mean, it means you've had a successful season. It means you've gone pretty far, and you're competing with the best, and that's really where we want to be. I mean, you know, anytime you can get this far, it's really where you want to try and get your program to, where you're competing every year at a high level with great kids, and like I said, it's a great situation for us here, and it's been a blessing. It's been a blessing to be here, and we're extremely excited to be here, and just continue to try and play our best football.
Yeah, you know, going forward. Coach, before we let you go, Thursday being Thanksgiving, obviously the Delgado house is going to have a lot of good food. What's the one thing that Coach Eddie Delgado's got to have on that table? I don't care if it's a side dish or a starter or a main dish or a dessert. What's the one thing that you've got to have on that table?
I'm a big turkey guy, no doubt. But, you know, my mother-in-law makes great stuffing, and I've really enjoyed that over the years. So that's what I got to have. I got to make sure I have that with my turkey. No doubt.
Good stuff. You know? Coach,
so
I can't thank you enough for joining us. Congratulations. Best of luck this week. You guys are doing a tremendous job. And again, thanks so much for taking the time on this busy week.
Thank you, Larry. Thank you for having me. Have a great Thanksgiving.
You too. Coach Eddie Delgado, the head coach at Doral Academy, doing a great job. Got that rematch coming up with Christopher Columbus on Friday evening. You know, no matter what you call your car or why you're letting it go, AutoNation will buy it, and you don't have to buy one from them. They are paying top dollar right now. Any make, any model, car, truck, van, or SUV, AutoNation will buy it. Super easy to get an appraisal. Just stop into any of their stores or appraise it yourself at AutoNation.com. The appraisal value you get is valid for 7 days or 500 miles, whichever comes first. Best of all, you'll receive your payment right on the spot. So if you're ready to let your car go, AutoNation is ready to buy it. Visit your nearest AutoNation store or AutoNation.com. Get the top dollar for your vehicle today. All appraisals are subject to in-store verification, vehicle condition and mileage. Some restrictions may apply. See store for details. What drives you drives us at AutoNation. And as I tell you, every week and throughout the entire year, University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute experts, you know what? They treat athletes of all levels, elite pros, active adults, and youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. That's uhealthsportsmedicine.com.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.